Blog Talk Radio. Shalom, shalom. Giving all honor, all glory, and all praises to the Holy One of Israel. It is a great blessing to be able to give praises to the true and living Elohim, whose name alone is Yahweh. My name is Moray Obadiah Yisrael of the House of Yisrael, located in 1907 Vine Street. And I'm standing there for the senior Moray here at the House of Yisrael, Moray Ishaya Yisrael. And this is nothing but the truth. And we're giving all honor, all glory, and all praises to the true and living Elohim, whose name alone is Yah. Now, who is Yah? Well, Yahweh is the creator of the heavens, the earth, the sea, and all that in them is. Yahweh is the savior and the redeemer of not only Israel, but of the entire world. And Yahweh is our lawgiver. Yahweh is our judge, and Yahweh is our king, and he alone will save us. So we give all honor, glory, and praises to the Holy One of Israel. And tonight, we plan on bringing another dynamic topic inspired by the words and testimonies of Yahweh our Elohim. And tonight we will be discussing what our people have been under the erroneous impression of, but not just our people, the entire world. See, what happened was people went out into the world. Well, we'll get into that in just a moment. But in today's society, people have went to various institutions of higher learning, and they received all type of degrees and all type of sheepskin and all type of accolades and all type of attributes have been awarded to them. And now they say they're educated. Now they say that they're knowledgeable. And now they're going out into the world and they're dispensing this knowledge throughout the world. And the knowledge that they're spewing out to the world, and that the knowledge that the world is spewing back to them, is words spoken against the Most High. See, in the scriptures speak about, the Most High said in the last days, knowledge shall be increased. But little do most people take into consideration, or little may people take into consideration, knowledge will be increased. Knowledge is being increased. The knowledge of Yah is being increased. The knowledge of good is being increased. But in the same token, so is the knowledge of evil. So is the knowledge of darkness. And a vast majority of the world is spewing out knowledge of darkness. Now, it's an enlightening thing to them because they've read a bunch of books. They've listened to a slew of professors and a slew of those that speak well. Their diction is proper. Their dress and attire is up to par. And they look like they are intelligent. They even sound like they are intelligent. They sound exactly like they're intellectuals. But really, all they are born up to do, all they have been taught, is to speak great words against the Most High. So we stand here and we witness every day, every Shabbat day, every holy day that Yah has blessed us to see, to stand up and praise the Most High, magnify his law and make it honorable, because Yahweh has done this. Yahweh has made the crooked thing straight. And you constantly see a wagging of the finger and the pointing of the finger to say, man, you Negroes just don't know what you're talking about. That stuff that you are speaking, that's out of this book. And the book was written by this white man. And it was given by this white man. See, anytime you're going to come to me and you want to have an intelligent conversation, you got to leave religion out of it. You have to leave spirituality out of it. You just have to leave it out of it. If you want to have a conversation with me, don't come to me telling me that stuff out of that book that the white man wrote. And they'll come to you with a bunch of opinions and points of views that was shaping by the same white man that they're talking about, against the same adversary whom they're speaking about. But our people will say that They're educated because their enemies, their adversaries have said, you're educated. Their adversaries have told them, you are now certified to speak on this matter. And if you hear any matter against this matter that's in controversy with this matter, then the matter that's in controversy is automatically wrong. It's automatically incorrect. Reject it and move on. But the wisdom of Yahweh says something quite different. The wisdom of Yahweh says something quite profound. And it says this in the book of Proverbs, the 21st division. If you turn with me there. And let me say shalom to all of our people that are listening via the internet, whether it be Facebook, Blog Talk, YouTube. For we know that the only reason why you are tuned in and listening and watching is because of your fear and your love towards the Creator. But in the book of Proverbs, the 21st division, and the 30th verse, it reads that there is no wisdom, nor understanding, nor counsel against Yahweh. That's right. There is no wisdom. There is no understanding. There is no counsel against Yah. And that's the topic of discussion this evening. There's nothing against Yahweh. No matter how many sheepskins you obtain, no matter how many degrees you receive, no matter how much of counsel you walk in, no matter how much understanding you claim that you have, none of it can combat against Yahweh. Now, you have people out in the world that say, man, the way of Yahweh is in error. The way of Yahweh is incorrect. The way of Yahweh is never existed before in life. I know this to be a fact. Well, how do you know this to be a fact? Because I read it. I read it, Brother Obadiah. I did my research. I listened to a lot of philosophers. And these men have traveled to different countries. And they done did archaeological finds and digs trying to find out and confirm these things that you're talking about. And they haven't found it. They haven't discovered it. It hasn't been anything that they can say is an artifact that is true. This is what they're going out and they're saying. And they really speak in great words against the Most High. And really the only thing that you have to combat if you choose to engage this conversation is just combat it with the words of Yah. Now, how does that make sense? How does that look? Well, turn with me to the book of Genesis, the 2nd chapter. In the book of Genesis, the 2nd chapter, I'm going to begin reading at the very first verse. And it reads, thus the heavens and the earth were finished, and all the host of them. And on the seventh day, Elohim ended his work which he had made. And he rested on the seventh day from all his work which he had made. And Elohim blessed the seventh day and sanctified it, because that in it he had rested from all his work which Elohim created and made. And yes, scientists have tried to debunk this. Scientists have tried to speak words against this. But as it was brought out last night by Moray Isha, they're trying to create something that is trying. They're trying to recreate the first 6 days of creation. Well, I thought that there was no Elohim. Why are you trying to recreate something that you try to say never even took place? But let's continue reading. It reads, these are the generations of the heavens and of the earth which they were created. In the day that Yah made the earth and the heavens, and every plant of the field before it was in the earth, and every herb of the field before it grew. For Yahweh had not caused it to rain upon the earth, and there was not a man to till the ground. But there went up a mist from the earth and watered the whole face of the ground. And Yahweh formed man of the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living soul. See, the order of Yahweh doesn't depart. See, that's how you know when you're dealing with truth, because the truth is always consistent. And Yahweh said that he didn't cause it to rain because there was no man to till the ground. But look at what he did. In verse 6, it says, there went up a mist from the earth and watered the whole face of the ground. And out of this, Yahweh made man. See, when Yahweh said it, all living things came out of water, it did not stop when man came, was formed out of the dust of the earth. This is the confirmation of the words of Yahweh. But scientists say, man, that's a bunch of nonsense. You were not created. It was a big bang. And it was just two cells that came together and banged and banged. And out of it came earth. Out of it came humans. Out of it came beasts. This is how you came to life. Well, how are we surviving today? Through water and wind. The same mechanisms that Yahweh created man from. And when man perished from the earth, what does he turn back into? Dust. The same thing that Yahweh said that he made man from. So the words of Yahweh stand true. The words of Yahweh reign supreme. The words of man get cast to the ground. And no matter how many numbers they try to throw behind it, no matter how many serums they try to throw behind it, no matter how many equations they try to throw behind it, there is no wisdom, nor understanding, nor counsel against the words of Yah. And this is the truth. But many of our people would claim that they're educated, and they would deny this whole book. They would deny this whole chapter. They would deny all of these verses, and they would say that was ridiculous. They walk it around with a bottle of water in their hand. And they walk it around breathing air. Because there is no wisdom. You're not walking around depending on the Big Bang to survive. Matter of fact, if people hear a Big Bang, most people scatter. Just hear a random Big Bang and see people just start looking around. People start fleeing. Because the words of Yahweh is uncompromised. The testimonies of Yahweh are sure, but the words of man, they forever fickle. The words of man, they forever getting cast away. Now, people that say the Most High didn't have a book, didn't ordain for a book to be written full of his laws, statutes, and judgments, and testimonies, they'll say that that is ridiculous. Man wrote the Bible. Well, if man wrote the Bible, how come he hasn't created any knowledge that's wiser than that's in the book of Yah? How come you won't have testimonies as solid as the words of Yahweh and the praises of Yahweh? If it's so easy to do, then it could be duplicated. See, you know when man has something that he done created, you could tell man wrote the New Testament. Why? Because it's full of contradictions, it's full of falsehoods, and it's full of unjust balances. You'll have in one part of the book, it'll say, look, if you want to obtain eternal life, you got to keep the commandments. But in the very same book, it'll say, if you want to be a disciple, man, you got to hate your mother and your father. You got to hate yourself. What kind of nonsense is that? Where is that a law at? Where is that a testimony? When did Yahweh ever come to his messenger and say, look, if you're going to serve me, you got to forsake everything. You got to hate your family to serve me. There is no testimony because there is no counsel against Yahweh. And all of these books, all of them are flawed. That's right. Whether you're talking about the New Testament, whether you're speaking about the Quran, whether you're speaking about the coming forth of the book of day and night, they're all flawed. They all are compromised. Why? Because there's nothing against Yah. And the only reason why you have these theologies and these so-called theories, the only reason why you have these books is because of this. In the same chapter, in the 17th verse, when Yahweh warned our father, one of our forefathers, Adam, and our mother, Hawa. He warned them. He said, look, you can eat of every tree. But verse 17, but of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, thou shalt not eat of it, for in that day that thou eatest thereof, thou shalt surely die. And they ate of that tree, and they're dead. And now the whole world has the knowledge of good and evil. This is why there's so much controversy. There's nothing confusing about the words of Yah. There's nothing inconsistent about the words of Yah. But what you will have is inconsistencies in man. You will have flaws in man. And now when you have man try to interpret the words of Yah, now they're interjected and putting their point of view in it, their spin on it. And they can't find no laws or no testimonies to speak with the words of Yah. That's the reason why most of our people are afraid to come together today. They don't want to talk about this. Oh, they'll go out and they'll tell other people, man, you can't keep these laws. You can't pay tithes. You can't keep the Shabbat day. Man, you can't do that. You can't serve Yahweh. Man, there is no Elohim. They tell the world that. But when Yah's servant raised up and say, well, let's have this discussion. You could bring any book that you choose to bring. You could bring as many books as you want to carry. I'm coming in the name of Yah with the word of Yah. That's all I need. And watch them scatter. Just like the book of Proverbs 28 says, the wicked flee when no man pursueth. But the righteous are as bold as a lion. We're not going nowhere. We're not running. We're not waiting for people to have a conversation on religion and say, well, man, I don't want to get involved. That's too deep for me. We're not running when people say, talking about politics. We can stand right there with you. But the difference is that we're going to be coming with the words of Yah. And most people are going to be coming with the words and doctrine of men. But little do they know, there's nothing against Yah. Absolutely nothing against the words of Yahweh. Turn with me to the book of Isaiah. Well, no, turn with me to the book of Ecclesiastes. Here's another reason why people have a hard time grasping the reality that Yahweh is Elohim. In the book of Ecclesiastes, the 7th chapter, I'm going to read the 29th verse. And Ecclesiastes 7 and 29 reads, lo, this only have I found, that Elohim have made man upright, but they have sought out many inventions. That's right. Yahweh made us upright. Yahweh had made man to the point that man didn't even know how to live without seeking it from Yah. Man didn't know the had the knowledge of evil or good. They had to seek it from Yah. And yes, when they ate from the tree, they were seeking it from Yah. Because who gave the tree the knowledge of good and evil? It was Yahweh. So when man spews out things and they think that they done discovered something, they've came up with something deep, man, all you're doing is just spewing knowledge either of good or evil. You're just spewing it, that the knowledge that Yahweh gave it. You're not coming up with no new serums, no new theories. You're not coming up with no new way of life. You're just spewing out what Yahweh gave that tree of knowledge. But it's hard to fathom because throughout the annals of time, man have sought out many inventions. Man said, look, I'm a servant God of wind. I'm a servant God of the sun. I'm a servant the God of the moon. I'm a servant the God of the clouds. And they just serve all and any type of God. Now you got another man say, well, man, there is no God. I'm going to just live the best way that I want to live. And whatever happened, just happened. And then you have those that say, well, no, I don't believe in the God because I'm too conscious. I'm too deep. And that stuff right there, that's preschool to believe that there's a creator. I've been reading many books, and I don't got knowledge. See, all they're telling you is that I've been seeking out many inventions. And I don't fail for these many inventions. This is, in reality, what they're telling you. And the reason why they could go out here and tell you this is because Yahweh done placed it forth in the earth for you to even eat from this tree of knowledge of good or evil. This is the only reason why you even are abreast to it. Because if you do have wisdom, and you do have understanding, and you do seek counsel, then you know that even if you're seeking that of good, you're seeking it of Yahweh. Turn with me to the book of Isaiah, the 11th chapter. And what are we discussing? We are discussing that there is nothing against Yahweh. So no matter how intelligent that you believe you are, no matter how advanced you believe that you are, no matter how mature you think you are, you can't bring up no wisdom, nor understanding, nor counsel against the mighty Yah. In the book of Isaiah, the 11th chapter, at the very first verse, it reads, "And there shall come forth a rod out of the stem of Jesse, and a branch shall grow out of his roots, and the spirit of Yahweh shall rest upon him, the spirit of wisdom and understanding, the spirit of counsel and might, the spirit of knowledge and of the fear of Yah, and shall make him of a quick understanding in the fear of Yahweh. And he shall not judge after the sight of his eyes, neither reprove after the hearing of his ears. But with righteousness shall he judge the poor, and reprove with equity for the meek of the earth. And he shall smite the earth with the rod of his mouth, and with the breath of his lips shall he slay the wicked. And righteousness shall be the girdle of his loins, and faithfulness the girdle of his reins." That's right. So if you wise, you understanding, you mighty, these are all spirits. And these are all spirits from Yahweh. So you're like, man, you're such a wise individual. How did you get so wise? Man, I read many books. No, you didn't. No, you do. All you are just wise in your own conceit. But you see, it's a certain type of wisdom that, when you know the spirit of Yahweh is on you. It's a certain type of understanding when you know that the spirit of Yahweh is on you. It's a certain type of spirit when counsel was on you. It's a certain type of spirit when might is on you. It's a certain type of spirit when knowledge is on you. And it's a certain type of spirit upon you when the fear of Yahweh is on you. And all of these spirits are of Yahweh. None of these spirits are of our own. None of these spirits have we conjured up. None of these spirits have we imagined and just it start growing. We haven't created a thing. We haven't brought forth anything with our wisdom, understanding, and knowledge, but a bunch of chaos, a bunch of darkness. But Yahweh has brought forth everything. He established the heavens and the earth through his wisdom. He established and built man through his wisdom. And now man rebels against the Most High and says, man, now the clay is having the controversy with the potter. And this is nothing but pure darkness. A couple of days ago, you had all our people lining up, voting. And they said, man, we got to go out here and vote. And the voting took place. And I guess people were satisfied with the results because the Democrats won the majority of the House. And all you kept hearing people say is, man, I'm just so proud. I'm proud. I'm proud. Man, I'm so proud. I'm so proud that I voted with my family. I'm so proud people went out and voted. I'm so proud, proud, proud. And I'm so delighted that Neftali went over that lesson a couple weeks ago speaking about pride, because you will never see any attribute connected to anything positive dealing with pride. But that's all you kept hearing is, man, I'm proud. I'm just so proud that we came out and voted. Because what would have happened if you didn't vote? I didn't vote. And I'm sitting right here right now praising Yahweh. I know plenty of brothers and sisters that didn't go out and vote, and they're doing just fine. So when they come out with these shirts talking about vote or die, well, I didn't vote, and I'm still living. I'm still in the land of my oppressors, and I'm still seeking my Elohim. But a lot of our people, they fell victim to the pressure, and they went out and they voted. They said, man, forget that. We have to participate in the political system. We have to ingratiate ourselves in the political system. So even though I don't live in Florida, man, I hope that brother get elected that's running in Florida. Man, I don't live in Georgia, but I hope that sister got elected that stays in Georgia. Man, I was so glad. I was so proud to see all these women that won. You had a Muslim woman. You had a lesbian woman. You had these transgender people. They got into the offices. Oh, I was so delighted and proud. Little do you know that if you participated, you put your hands right in with the wicked. God says this in the book of Proverbs, the 29th chapter, if you turn with me there. Because little do people know, as knowledgeable as you may think that you are, and as educated as you may believe that you are, you really, in the dark moments, show just how fearful you are. Because you don't know. Because all that knowledge that you have obtained, it seems to have escaped you. It seems to have failed you. So that's why you were pressured to go out there and feel like you have to participate in this system, to try to keep the lights on in Babylon just a little bit longer, not knowing that if Yahweh said that the lights are going out, the lights are going out. He don't care who voted. He don't care who got a sticker on saying I voted. The lights are on because Yahweh commanded them to stay on. Yahweh commanded his people to be in captivity, and where are we? We are in captivity. And all these things have been taking place because our people think that we here because we got to show our solidarity and unity in voting. Well, that's why it says this in the book of Proverbs, the 29th chapter and the 25th verse. It reads that, man, the fear of man, it bringeth a snare. That's right. It brings a snare. It brings a blot. The fear of man will make you sin. The fear of man will make you transgress. The fear of man will have you commit an iniquity. Why? Because in the darkest moments, when it comes time to stand with Yah and cleave to Yah, you're going to fall under pressure because the fear of man will bring a snare. So when they tell you, look, I don't care what I told you when you started this job, you got to come in and work on a Saturday. You only got to work 4 hours. Your God ain't going to be mad for no 4 hours of work. And now you sitting up there biting your nails, like, man, I got to pay my mortgage, I got to pay the light bill, I got to feed my children. And he right, man, it's just 4 hours. So you know what I'm gonna do? I'm gonna just make an extra offering. Man, Yahweh don't even want that money. He don't want that offering. What he wants is our obedience. What he commands is our obedience. But because you fear man, now it's a snare unto you. Now it's a blot unto you. But let's finish reading that verse. It says, the fear of man bringeth a snare, but whoso putteth his trust in Yahweh shall be safe. That's why I had a good sleep knowing I didn't go out and vote. That's why I'm able to be in peace, that I'm not out here marching and looking like all chaotic like most of our people are doing. Because I'm putting my trust in Yahweh. Because guess what? If Yahweh says it's going to prosper, it's going to prosper. Not because I'm going to make it happen, but because Yahweh has sent his word out forth to make it happen. Now, whether I participate in it or whether I participate and put my hands against it, it's still going to complete what it was sent for. Because there is no wisdom, there is no understanding, and there is no counsel against the mighty Yah. Absolutely none. Turn with me to the book of Genesis, the 30th chapter. See, we in captivity. And because we are in captivity, and because our oppressors are ruling over us, we think that we have to show our oppressors our meekness. We think that we have to show our oppressors our humility. We think that we have to show our oppressors for works. But the works, our meekness, our humility, man, they don't go to man. They go to Yahweh. So even if we being oppressed, even if we being not no man not showing us no favor, all we have to do is dedicate our works to the Most High, and Yahweh will make that man show you favor. Look at the testimony dealing with Yaakov, our father, in Genesis, the 30th chapter, starting at the 25th verse, it reads, "And it came to pass, when Rachel had borne Yosef, that Yaakov said unto Laban, send me away that I may go into my own place and to my country. Give me my wives and my children for whom I have served thee, and let me go, for thou knowest my service which I have done thee. And Laban said unto him, I pray thee, if I have found favor in thy eyes, tarry, for I have learned by experience that Yahweh has blessed me for thy sake." That's right. So even if your adversary is against you, they're going to say, look, man, you quit. Let me talk to you. No, man, ever since you've been here working, you've been putting in work. I know you've been putting up with the BS. I know you've been hearing the murmurings. But I can't let you go, man, because ever since you've been here, everything been going on the upscale. Man, the production is we getting stuff knocked out before the deadline. We making more money just with you being here these past few months than we done had in years. So let's talk. Let's negotiate. Now, they may not say, I done seen that Yahweh has blessed me by you being here, but that's essentially what they saying. Like, man, I done seen, man, maybe this stuff you talking about, maybe it is the truth. You not, hey, keep on not coming in on Saturdays. Matter of fact, I may close the whole factory down because you not here. Because when you have favor with the Most High, even your enemies will be at peace with you. But this is something that we have to see. This is something that we have to believe in. Because it's not going to be shown forth by our enemies. We have to show the Most High that we know, believe, and understand that he and he alone is Elohim. We have to show forth this. And the moment that we don't, in the instance that we don't, that's when a snare comes unto us. And we must not allow ourselves to be caught up in an entrapment of this falsehood that this man has brought to us and having us under the belief that we got to follow man, not the Most High, that we got to believe in man and not the Most High, that we got to dedicate our servitude to man and not the Most High. This is not the wisdom that Yahweh set up for his service to walk in and to follow. Turn with me to the book of Exodus, the 4th chapter. Because when you're educated, when you are literally educated, you can take the wisdom, understanding, and the knowledge of Yahweh anywhere. Yahweh can take the most vilest, the most unlearned man or woman, and bring them up to the prominence to now they teaching. They teaching the world. Because this is the wisdom, this is the understanding, and this is the knowledge of Yahweh. So people say, man, you can't just go by the scriptures. You got to read other books. Says who? See, when Yahweh said his book is lacking nothing, he don't mean just it's not lacking nothing as far as defending his word. He said it, period. My book lacks nothing. You want to learn math? Then seek my word. You want to learn history? Then seek my word. You want to learn science? Then seek my word. You want to know art? Then seek my word. You want to know how to be a musician? Then seek my word. If you want to know how to be a tiller of ground, then seek my word. If you want to be an accountant, then seek my word. If you want to know how to be a boss, then seek my word. If you want to know how to be a good worker, then seek my word. Yahweh said, man, my book don't lack nothing. Absolutely nothing. So what? You got a stammering lip. Yahweh can raise you up to prominence to now you'll be able to speak before kings, just like he did with his servant Moses. In the book of Exodus, the fourth chapter, I'm going to begin reading at the 10th verse. In Exodus, the fourth chapter, in verse 10, it reads, "And Moses said unto Yah, O my king, I am not eloquent, neither herefore, nor since thou hast spoken unto thy servant, but I am slow of speech and of a slow tongue. And Yahweh said unto him, Who have made man's mouth? Or who have maketh the dumb, or deaf, or the seeing, or the blind? Have not I, Yahweh? Now therefore, go, and I will be with thy mouth, and I and teach thee what thou shalt say. And he said, O my master, send, I pray thee, by the hand of him of whom thou wilt send. And the anger of Yah kindled against Moses. And he said," well, before we read that further, this is what's going on today in society. Yahweh said, look, all you have to do is go out and tell the people my words. Testify to my testimonies. Witness to my words. Besides me, there is none else. That's all you have to do. And I'm going to be with you and walk in my ways. Show the world that you can keep the commandments. Show the world that you can keep the statutes. Show the world that you can keep the judgments. Show the world that it's a lie that they done told you. It's too many laws. It's too many rules. Man, you can't do all that in captivity. Show the world when they tell you you can't keep the Shabbat day. Show the world you can by keeping it. Show the world that you can pay your tithes. Show the world you can make offerings. Show the world that you can be upright. Show the world that you can be perfect. And we can obtain all these things by following Yahweh, by seeking after Yahweh, by cleaving to Yahweh. And Yahweh will remove all shrouds of doubt, just like he did with Moses. And it says, "And the anger of Yahweh was kindled against Moses. And he said, Is not Aaron the Levite thy brother? I know that he can speak well. And also, behold, he cometh forth to meet thee. And when he seeth thee, he will be glad at his heart. And thou shalt speak unto him and put words in his mouth, and I will be with thy mouth and with his mouth, and will teach you what ye shall do." He said, look, you can't speak well? Well, I'm going to send your brother to you. And he's going to be delighted to see you. He's going to be delighted to do these things. And you know what happened? When he finally stopped making excuses and started believing in Yah, he didn't even need Aaron to speak for him anymore. He started going to Pharaoh. He started giving Pharaoh the words of Yah. He started testifying to Pharaoh. Because in the fear of Yahweh, there's safety. So don't have man look at you funny because you say you serve Yahweh. Don't have man try to cast his judgments down on you because you wear your zitzits. Don't let man be hard on you because you're trying to live by the dietary law and trying to eat as clean as you possibly can. Don't have this man look down on you because on Saturdays he don't see you at the baseball game. He don't see you at the softball game. He don't see you out there acting the fool. Don't sit up there and have man look down on you because they saying, man, they shooting our people down on the streets. How come you not out there marching? Where your sign at? My sign is the Shabbat. That's my sign. While you out there acting the fool, rebelling against the Most High, that's why you being cut down. I'm showing the world my sign by keeping y'all Shabbat day. Because there is no wisdom, there is no understanding, and there is no counsel against the mighty Yah. Turn with me to the book of Proverbs, the first chapter. Now, what is Yahweh's instructions? What is Yahweh's wisdom? Is Yahweh's wisdom and instruction to ingratiate ourselves into the man's political system? Is it to ingratiate ourselves in man's government? Is it to walk after man's ways? Is it to say that the Most High ways are too primitive? We have to evolve. We have to graduate. We have to go on into ways that man done set up because that was the old way. But it's a new dispensation now. Or these, or does these things stand yesterday as they do today, as they will tomorrow? In the book of Proverbs, the first division, and the very first verse, it reads, "The Proverbs of Solomon, the son of David, king of Israel, to know wisdom and instruction, to perceive the words of understanding, to receive the instruction of wisdom, justice, and judgment, and equity, to give subtly to the simple, and to the young man knowledge and discretion. A wise man will hear and will increase learning, and a man of understanding shall attain unto wise counsel." See, you never graduate the Most High. You never obtain enough knowledge that you done outgrew the Most High. Yahweh gives us a 1% of his knowledge, and that's the vast majority. The world can live off of that 1%. Because if Yahweh gave us all his knowledge, all his wisdom, we couldn't even contain it. We would literally go insane because we would just know too much. We will understand way too much. And these things are not for us to understand. Not all these things. So Yahweh spoon feeds it to us. And he spoon feeds it. And then we start getting it. And then we start to understand, man, this come from Yahweh. This didn't come from me. This is impossible to come from me. I don't think that deep. Man, this is knowledge of the holy right here. And Yahweh been spoon feeding us knowledge for years. And most of our people broken up when we come with new knowledge. Classes have literally separated because of Yahweh increasing knowledge. People have stopped speaking because Yahweh has increased knowledge. So what's these little 5, 10, 15 books you reading? You thinking that you beat because don't nobody want to associate with you. No, they don't want to associate with you, not because they don't see, they see you increasing in knowledge. They see you increasing in pride, arrogance, and the evil way. See, when you have the knowledge of Yahweh, you can take it anywhere. When you have the knowledge of Yahweh, the whole world bows down at the wisdom that you bring forth. Turn with me to the book of 1 Kings, the 10th chapter. Because I know a lot of our people are naysaying, because that's just what our people do. Yahweh said our people, we the most stiff-necked, hard-hearted people. So they're going to suck their teeth like, man, please, ain't no Israel like that, it's smart. Oh, man, you can't just live off the world. Nah, you got to get this knowledge too. You got to have a degree. They're not going to respect you. They're going to knock it because they're going to be exactly how Yahweh said that we are. And the world not going to follow because Yahweh hasn't given them his laws, statutes, and judgments. So that's why they don't see it. But in the book of 1 Kings, the 10th chapter, we're going to read about a queen. All she did was just hear about the wisdom that this king was speaking. And she said, I got to come up and I got to hear this. I'm going to come to him. I'm going to bring him my hard questions. I'm going to see how much wisdom he got. How much understanding he has. How much knowledge he has. Maybe he just sound bright and intelligent to you. Because y'all just don't know it. But I'm going to bring up my questions. And let's see what happened when she did. In 1 Kings, the 10th chapter, the very first verse. It says, "And when the queen of Sheba heard of the fame of Solomon concerning the name of Yahweh, she came to prove him with hard questions." Because that's what's going to come. Once you come with the name of Yah and you start revealing to the world this wisdom, understanding, and knowledge of Yahweh, oh, here come the people with their hard questions. That's why periodically we got to set forth just a week, just dedicated for your questions. Because we know that they coming. We know that you just done heard all this and say, man, I got the question. I got to inquire of this. But let's continue reading. It says that she came to Jerusalem with a very great train, with camels that bear spices, and very much gold, and precious stones. And when she was come to Solomon, she communed with him of all that was in her heart. And Solomon told her all her questions, that there was not anything hid from the king, which he told her not. And when the queen of Sheba had seen all of Solomon's wisdom, and the house that he had built, and the meat of his table, and the sitting of his servants, and the attendance of his ministers, and their apparel, and his cupbearers, and his ascent, by when he went up to the house of Yah, man, there was no more spirit in her. And she said to the king, it was a true report that I heard in my own land of the acts and of thy wisdom. Howbeit, I believe not the words until I came and my eyes had seen it. And behold, the half was told to me, thy wisdom and thy prosperity exceedeth the fame which I heard. Happy are thy men. Happy are these thy servants, which stand continually before thee, and that hear thy wisdom. Blessed be Yahweh thy Elohim, which delighteth in thee, to set thee on the throne of Israel, because Yahweh loved Israel forever. Therefore made he thee king to do judgment and justice. And she gave the king 120 talents of gold and of spices, very great store, and precious stones. And there came no more such abundance of spices as which the queen of Sheba gave to King Solomon. Because when you ruling and coming in the name of Yah and displaying the wisdom of Yah, this is what happened. People faint. People reward you by giving you stuff. And all you doing is just confirming the words of Yahweh. And do you need a sheepskin to do this? Do you need a sealed stamp saying you're a certified prophet of Yahweh? No, you don't need any of this. All you need to do is just walk in the ways of Yah and confirm the words of Yah. And these things and these attributes and these rewards will come unto you. This is what happens when you are educated. This is how the world is at all when you bring forth the wisdom, understanding, and knowledge of Yahweh. You become something, you become a spectacle, but not a spectacle to be laughed at, a spectacle to be marveled at. And the whole world marvels at you because of the wisdom that Yahweh has bestowed on you. And this can happen even in captivity. Because people say, yeah, that's because he was in his land and he was ruling. See, you could do that when you're ruling. Well, let's see if you can do that even when you're not ruling. Turn with me to the book of Daniel, the first chapter. In the book of Daniel, the first chapter, I'm going to begin reading at the third verse. Daniel 1 and 3 reads, and the king spake unto Aspenaz, the master of his eunuchs, that he should bring certain of the children of Israel and of the king's seed and of other of the princes, children in whom was no blemish, well favored and skillful in all wisdom and cunning and knowledge and understanding science, and such had the ability in them to stand in the king's palace, and whom they might teach the learning and the tongue of the Chaldees. That's right. See, when your wisdom, your understanding, and your knowledge is of Yah, nations come to you. Nations start inquiring of you. Nations say, man, bring them forth. Man, I heard of these brothers. Bring them forth. And not only was they just knowledgeable in the word of Yahweh, Yahweh had increased their knowledge to be skillful in all wisdom. In all wisdom. So they didn't just know the word, because once you learn the words of Yah, everything else is elementary. Everything else is just child's play. Everything else is just juvenile. If you could grasp the Proverbs, you can grasp the words of Yah, you can grasp the testimonies of Yah, then everything else is just putting. You'd be like, okay, I get that. I watched a beloved teacher of mine, Moray Elisha. Yahweh filled him with his spirit of wisdom, understanding, and knowledge. And once he obtained the wisdom and understanding of Yah's word, man, he just swept through the Quran. He just swept through the New Testament. He just swept through the coming forth of the book of day and night. There wasn't no book. I would always look, because when he took a debate, see, all these things, they were new to me. Because I thought, based off of perception, I'm like, yeah, man, he looked good against them Christians. But them Muslims, they don't play. They don't play, man. And he awful confident. Them brothers, they deep. Man, I seen him sit down with these cats, and they would look like he was talking to a bunch of preschoolers. These cats just blowing and huffing and puffing like, oh, my goodness. They at debate, talking about, man, when you going to let them stop talking? He hadn't been talking for 2 minutes. They've been talking 15, 20 minutes. This man started talking 2 minutes, and man, when you going to tell them to stop talking? Because when you get the wisdom of Yah, man, you get to unlock the wisdom of all things. And they had understanding. And not only did they have understanding, they had understanding in science. And they spoke the language of the Chaldees. They were all teachers. Because once you grasp the wisdom and understanding of Yahweh, you are a teacher. You're not just a teacher of the word of Yah. You could be a teacher, period. That's why Yahweh said we ought to be a kingdom of priests. And what do you think priests are? They're messengers. They're teachers. And who are the kingdom of priests teaching? They teach the nations. You don't go to their institutions. They're supposed to go to yours. You don't come to them with questions from the word of Yah. They're supposed to inquire of you. But the reason why this is happening is because our people are spewing out the knowledge of good and evil. And they don't know good. And they don't even know evil. Because if you did, you would truly know that the words of Yahweh is all we need. But because we want to put our trust in other things, we want to go after these institutions, we end up falling snare to be a prey for man. Turn with me to the book of Jeremiah, the 17th chapter. And while you're turning to Jeremiah 17, I'll be remiss to remind you, Daniel and the three Hebrew brothers, they were in captivity. And Daniel and the three Hebrew brothers, they purposed in their heart to keep the laws of Yahweh. And Daniel and the three Hebrew brothers was raised up in the provinces in Babylon, all because they believed in their Elohim. They didn't go out there and say, well, since Nebuchadnezzar is making decrees, I'm going to go vote for Nebuchadnezzar so I can get me some favor. I'm going to go out there and march with the eunuchs so I can get some no. They stayed steadfast with Yahweh because Yahweh was with them, and he increased them. Let a note to the wise be suffice. But in the book of Jeremiah, the 17th chapter, the reason why people don't see this good is because Yahweh said this. In Jeremiah 17 and verse 5, it says, thus saith Yahweh, cursed be the man that trusteth in man, and maketh flesh his arm, and whose heart departeth from Yahweh. That's right. You don't see it because you trusted in man. So you let man tell you there is no Elohim. You let man tell you that man wrote those books. So start following me and start trusting me. So now you got people saying, man, I'm too militant to serve a God. I see so much blackness, I can't serve a God because all I see is Christ. You let man tell you that just because it speak the word of the Most High, it's talking about Christ. That's a bunch of nonsense. And because you refuse to seek Yah out of your own and start hearkening to man, now it's a curse unto you. Now you don't even see when good cometh. You done made his flesh your arm. So now you saying, man, I can't go to none of these classes because all y'all do is teach about a God. I'm about action. I'm about results. Meanwhile, you're not doing nothing but getting oppressed by your oppressors. You talking about you're so pro-black, but you out there standing outside on Black Friday. You're going to be celebrating Thanksgiving. You're going to be celebrating Christmas. You don't put on the mask celebrating Halloween. You got swine flesh hanging out of your mouth. You got all the different type of nations in your bed. But you want to talk about how advanced and educated you are. There is no wisdom, understanding, nor counsel against Yahweh. But look at what happens when you trust in man. It says, for he shall be like a heath in the desert, and shall not see when good cometh, but shall inhabit the parched places in the wilderness, in a salt land, and not inhabited. All is a bunch of salt and darkness. And that's all people are dwelling in, is a bunch of salt and darkness. And they thinking that they prospering. And they thinking they getting ahead, when really all they are is just inhabiting the parched places. This is all that's taking place. Because there is no wisdom, nor understanding, nor counsel against Yah. There is nothing against Yahweh. Absolutely nothing. So you could bring forth your witnesses. You could bring forth your judges. You could bring forth your governments. You could bring forth your weapons. And they all would be minuscule and chopped up in the eyes and in the sight of Yahweh. Yahweh is our power. Yahweh is our Elohim. Yahweh is our judge. Yahweh is our lawgiver. And Yahweh is our king. And he alone saves us. But not only us, the children of Israel, he saves the entire world. And look at what it says in verse 7. It says, blessed is the man that trusteth in Yahweh, and whose hope Yahweh is. For he shall be as a tree planted by the waters, and that spreadeth out her roots by the river, and shall not see when heat cometh. But her leaf shall be green, and shall not be careful in the year of drought, neither shall cease from yielding fruit. Now, with all these attributes you see with those that trust in Yah, I haven't seen one curse yet. I haven't seen not one testimony yet that say, curses the man that trusteth just in the book of Yahweh, that trusteth just in the testimonies of Yah. Curses the man that don't put his trust in the government. Curses the man that don't put his trust into the credit system and in the job market. Man, it's a curse unto you. No, Yahweh said it's a blessing if you trust in him. If you being oppressed, then seek Yah and pray that he deliver you out of your oppression. If you being pursued unto death, then seek Yah so that you can be hid from your enemies. If you tired of speaking your enemies vernacular, tired of wearing their clothes, tired of mimicking their traditions, then seek Yahweh. Then Yahweh will show you a whole new world. And I'm not talking about Aladdin. I'm talking about a whole new world, literally. That's all we have to do is seek Yahweh. But it's a curse unto us because we don't seek Yahweh. And why are we not seeking Yahweh? Because we have relied on other man's knowledge to tell you that there is no Elohim, that there is none that can deliver out of man's hand. And Yahweh is letting you know through and through that this is a bold and outright lie. Turn with me to the book of Exodus, the 19th chapter. In the book of Exodus, the 19th chapter, I will begin reading at the 4th verse. Exodus 19:4 reads, ye have seen what I did unto the Egyptians, and how I bare you, O eagle's wings, and brought you unto myself. Now therefore, if ye will obey my voice indeed, and keep my covenant, then ye shall be a peculiar treasure unto me above all people, for all the earth is mine. And ye shall be unto me a kingdom of priests, a holy nation. These are the words which thou shalt speak unto the children of Israel. See, that's what happens when you get the wisdom, understanding, and knowledge of Yahweh. Yahweh said, I deliver you from your oppressors. Not have you ingratiate with your oppressors. Not trying to negotiate with your oppressors. Not trying to mingle in with your oppressors. Yahweh said, look, I'll take you out of from the midst of your oppressors. And I'll be your Elohim. And you know what? For obeying my voice, for hearkening to my words, I'll make you a kingdom of priests. And not these little sick, molesting priests they got up in these churches today, touching on little boys and girls. doing all this wicked and abominable things. These are ambassadors of hell, not sent by Yahweh. So this is not the priesthood that Yahweh's speaking about. You see the priesthood of wickedness. Why? Because they sought out knowledge from someone and something else outside of Yahweh. And anytime they want to get you to fall for their doctrine, anytime they want you to fall for their theories and their theologies, they put one word on top of it. It's called religion. And that's all religion is. It's another man's perspective, another man's way of seeing it, another man's way of telling you how to live righteously. But Yahweh don't call his servants following a religion. He said, you are my servants. Matter of fact, let's see what Yahweh calls us. Turn with me to the book of Isaiah, the 43rd chapter. And what are we discussing this evening? We are discussing that there is nothing against Yahweh. So there's nothing to be ashamed of. There's nothing to hold your head down about. There's nothing to be embarrassed. I can sit in the midst of a bunch of Harvard students and have them talk about a whole bunch of man's knowledge. And even if I don't understand a word they're saying, I can magnify Yah. I can make them dumbfounded because this is the knowledge that Yahweh has set forth for his people. In the book of Isaiah, the 43rd chapter and the 9th verse, this is how bold of a proclamation, this is how bold the Elohim that we serve is. This is how bold and full of wisdom, understanding, and knowledge our Elohim is. That he said, look, when you come witness, don't bring one or two people. Don't bring 10 people. Don't bring 100 people. Don't bring 1,000 people. I'm not even satisfied with 10,000. But no, he said this in verse 9. Let all the nations be gathered together, and let the people be assembled. Who amongst them can declare this and show us former things? Let them declare it. Let them show forth the former thing. Let all these scientists prove that there's a Big Bang by creating another one. Let them show forth evolution and have humans turn out from monkeys. Let them show it again. Bring forth their strong witnesses. Bring all your books, your theologies, your serums, all your quotations. Bring them all forth. And it says, who amongst them can declare this and show us the former things? Let them bring forth their witnesses that they may be justified. Or let them hear and say, it is truth. That's right. Or shut up. Either bring forth your witnesses to show that there is wisdom, understanding, and knowledge in Yahweh. Or just submit and say, it's true. You serve the true and living Elohim. And Yahweh said, ye are my witnesses, saith Yah. And my servants, whom I have chosen, that ye may know and believe me and understand that I am he. Before me there was no Elohim form. Neither shall there be after me. I, even I, am Yahweh, and besides me, there is no Savior. This is what Yahweh witness you, rose you up to witness to. Not to go out there and say, I want Obama as my president. I want Trump as my president. I want this oppressor to rule over me. This is not what Yahweh rose you up for and to witness to. He rose you up to witness that besides him, there is none else. And there's not a degree, there's not a college, there's not a counselor you can get with that's going to combat the words of Yahweh. Absolutely none. Now, what am I saying? It's against the law to further your education and go to college? No, I'm not saying that. Am I saying that because you go out and get a degree, you don't believe in the Most High? No, I'm not saying that. I'm not saying these things at all. I'm saying just don't put your trust in them that you turn your back from the Most High. Say, yeah, I got a degree, but I'm a servant of Yahweh. Yeah, I got a master's and a bachelor's. I got all that, but I'm a servant of Yahweh first. So on the Sabbath day, you're not going to see me. On the Day of Atonement, you're not going to see me. on the day of blowing, you're not going to see me. Oh, and three times a year, I gather with my family to discuss the laws of my Elohim. So you won't see me then either. See, now your degree is working for you, and you're not working for your degree. You witnessing to the Most High and not witnessing to the sheepskin that's on your wall. Just put everything in this proper perspective. Put everything in this proper order. It's Yahweh, and then there's everything else. And when we grasp the whole of that, then we'll be able to make change. But too many of our people are relying on the knowledge that they've obtained from man, and Yahweh is second, fourth, fifth. And most people, Yahweh not even on the list. And this is why many of our purposes are disappointed. This is why this is the reason why we're not prospering like we should be prospering. This is the reason why we're not excelling like we should. Because even though you don't went to school and obtained all these degrees, even though you don't went to the military and got all these medals, even though you don't went out in the world and been working and got all this money built up, man, Yahweh said, if you don't know me, you don't got nothing. So what you boasting in that for? Turn with me to the book of Jeremiah, the ninth chapter. In the book of Jeremiah, the ninth chapter, I'm going to begin reading at the 23rd verse. It reads, thus saith Yahweh, let not the wise man glory in his wisdom, neither let the mighty man glory in his might. Let not the rich man glory in his riches, but let him that glorieth glory in this, that he understandeth and knoweth me, that I am Yahweh, which exercise loving kindness, judgment, and righteousness in the earth, for in these things I delight, saith Yah. Yeah, Yahweh said, look, you're going to boast in anything, boast that you know me. Now, people walking around, they taking pictures, all type of pictures with I voted stickers. I love voting stickers. They got it on their steering wheel. They got it all, they got it on the top of their foreheads. They make a post about it. But who come out and say, I serve the true and living Elohim, whose name alone is Yahweh? Who got the laws that's front between their eyes by putting it on the chain or putting it on their hands? Got it on their doorpost. Some of these people, you don't even know they Israel until you go in their house and you just happen to know them. Like, oh, but I don't see no signs. I don't see any wonders. Matter of fact, I don't even hear your children talk about the goodness of Yah. They know every cartoon that come on TV, but they can't tell you the first commandment. They can't tell you one attribute of Yahweh. And you know why they don't know it? Because when you ask the question, you up there, you don't even know it. And Yahweh commanded us to know, believe, and understand that he is Elohim. And when we do these things, we know we don't have to fear man. We don't have to worry about what devices he coming up with. We know what the oppressors are coming up with. Ways to oppress. Ways to kill. Ways to destroy. Ways to separate. And this is why Yahweh is commanding us to gather ourselves together and seek righteousness, seek meekness, and seek Yahweh. This is what we're supposed to boast in. But the reason why we don't is because we seek it in knowledge for man. And I don't have to gather with those Negroes. I make six figures a year. I live in a well-off neighborhood. I'm straight. My children are straight. My wife is straight. I got everything that I need. So what do I need to gather with you for? You a poor little black man. I gather with you. Guess what you're going to start doing? Asking for some money. Asking for some resources. Well, why don't you gather with your people and give them your resources? Say, blesses the man who extends his hands wide to the poor. So why does the poor man have to come look for you? Why are you not out looking for the poor man? Why? because you've been taking and partaking in the knowledge of good and evil. And you've just been out spewing evil because that's the ways that you have learned. If you know the ways of Yahweh, if you know, believe, and understand that Yahweh is Elohim, you will know that you will be moving in the ways of Yah and not moving in the ways of the imagination of your own heart and mind. And this is why Yahweh said, see, when you got the wisdom of Yah, when you got the knowledge of Yah, when you have the spirit of Yah, you're able to be able to discern. And when you're able to discern, you know what you are able to do? You're able to become judges. So no wonder the world goes out. They tell you in a minute, I don't judge. I don't judge. I don't judge. I'm not a homosexual, but I don't judge. I'm not a whoremonger. I don't judge, though. I see you out there selling crack, but I don't judge. Well, this is what Yahweh commissioned you to do. Turn with me to the book of Malachi, the third chapter. In Malachi, the third chapter, I'm going to begin reading at the 14th verse. It reads, ye have said, it is vain to serve Elohim. And what profit is it that we have kept his ordinances, and that we have walked mournfully before Yah of hosts? And now we call the proud happy, and they that work wickedness are set up, and they that tempt Elohim are even delivered. This is what it said. Like, look, man. What is it? What is this good that we serve Yahweh? Man, I put on the sackcloth and the ashes. I done fasted. I done extended my hands out to the poor, to the widow, to the fatherless, even though some strangers. I'm in Sabbath class every week. Man, what is this for then? They still hitting me. I'm still oppressed. I still can't catch no prosperity. Man, I don't seem to have no peace. Well, if you're not serving Yahweh with the joyfulness and an abundance of all things, you're doing all these things in vain anyway. Because Yahweh just testing you. Yahweh just testing us. Let me see if they walk in my ways. If they walk in my ways, I'm going to give them just a little bit of prosperity. Up, they're getting too haughty, I'm going to take it back. Oh, this is a test. So you say, man, I've been serving Yahweh. What is it, man? I see the proud, they happy. They set up. He was making $300,000 a year as a councilman. Now he a senator making $1 million. I haven't got a promotion since I started this job. And that's how they feel. But this is all a test. And we just don't see the bigger picture. But let's continue reading. It reads, then they that fear Yah spake often one to another. And Yahweh hearkened and heard it. And a book of remembrance was written before him for them that fear Yah and that thought upon his name. Thought upon the name of Yahweh. They wasn't just getting on the phone cackling about, did you hear what 45 did? Did you see what Obama said? Did you hear about this person and that person? Man, we better vote and get this bill passed. Man, you're supposed to be thinking about Yahweh. Yahweh is the one that kills and make alive. Yahweh is the one that sets up and takes down. Yahweh is the one that raises up, and Yahweh is the one that demotes. It's all of Yah. So this is the name that we think upon. This is when we get on the phone. This is whom we conversating about. We conversating about the true and living Elohim. And it says, and they shall be mine, say of Yah of hosts. And in that day, when I make up my jewels, spare them, as a man spareth his own son that serveth him. Yahweh said, look, if you do these things, I'm going to spare you. You want salvation? You want salvation from your oppressor? You want prosperity so you can get out of the ways of your oppressor? Then start walking in my ways. Start thinking upon me, and I will spare you as the Father spareth his Son. I'll show you my salvation. And it says, then shall you return and discern between the righteous and the wicked, between him that serveth Elohim and him that serveth him not. That's right. Yahweh said that he will make us judges, which is what we supposed to be, which is what Yahweh raised us up for. Yahweh said you'll be able to discern between the righteous and the wicked, between him that serveth Elohim and him that serveth him not. So stop running from your commission and say, man, I don't judge. Get that JC nonsense out of your mind. The he who's without sin cast the first. Get that nonsense out of your mind and out of your heart. And apply these laws. Apply these ways unto Yah. Because there's deliverance in the word of Yah. There's deliverance in the testimonies of Yah. There's deliverance in the confirmation in the words of Yah. And there's deliverance in the wisdom, understanding, and counsel of Yah. Turn with me to the book of Psalms 82. Psalms, the 82nd division. In verse 8. Psalms 82 and 8. It reads, arise, O Elohim, judge the earth, for thou shalt inherit all nations. You want to know why the nations can't judge you? You want to know why you can't get proper judgment? Why you can murder? You can get murdered and justice is not rained out for you? Why the politicians can trick you and get in there and do nothing for you? Why you can march until your feet bleed and still see no alleviation for you? It's because you don't trust in the Most High. You're not walking in the ways of the Most High. You're not seeking the Most High. And you sure not talking to the Most High and thinking upon the name of the Most High. You thinking upon the prosperity of man. You thinking upon the prosperity of what man can do for you. Well, man is nothing but dust. And Yahweh lives forever. So let's just cut out this madness and return unto Yah. You don't want to return unto Yah, that's your prerogative. But don't complain. People say, well, if you don't vote, don't complain. No, if you don't serve Yah, don't complain. So when they murder you in the street, don't complain. When they throw you in the prison houses, don't complain. When they turn your sons and daughters into homosexuals, don't complain. Because you don't put them in the way of letting the heathens be a moral compass to them. And you're not turning and teaching them the ways of Yah. Because you're not even following the ways of Yah. This is why Yahweh said, return unto me, and I shall return unto you. Let's return unto the Most High. Let's stop seeking after the imaginations of our own heart. Let's stop seeking these many inventions. Let's stop spewing the knowledge of these heathens. And let us stop walking in the arrogancy of the pride of our own heart. Let us stop dwelling and walking in darkness and return to the light of Yahweh. So until tomorrow, Yahweh loves you, and so do we at the house of Israel. Shalom.
so it can be confirmed. To you, my Yadu, I lift up my soul. And trusting you, he always kept me whole. And left my enemies deep in their holes. Let none that wait on Yahweh be ashamed. But shame on those who sin without a cause. Show me your ways, please teach me your laws. Oh Elohim of my salvation, I'm staying down impatient. As a child, all the while I'm waiting. Remember not the sins of my youth. Leave me in your truth and he'll give your soul ease. The earth shall remain inherited by a seed. The secret of Yahweh who fears Elohim, a fool believes everything. And to every word spoken, you can't take heed unless you hear somebody curse. You know you did the same thing. That's why I'm begging Yah for mercy. And it's love and kindness, cause I know that I ain't worthy. Worthy.
Captivity is taking hold upon me. Put fright in me and now we flee from falling leaves. The blood and grief from all the blood our people seen. And now we cry, where is the word from Elohim? And so we said that we are his wives, to be submissive, but we dismiss it. It is of this reason we have fallen victim to the lies that your root were a prey and pursuit. Rebellious of his son, forgotten that he is one. Broken the holy ordinance, rejection of reproof. Then acknowledge what we do. Now we return back to the truth. God's word.